Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Joining us for his weekly visit on every Tuesday, going up on a Tuesday, is one Kyle Brandt, who is ready to throw down on this Ravens-Bills matchup. Kyle, what say you? What did you think first blush when this playoff matchup was set?
I'm fired up. We got the preseason game over with. The wild card round, that's done with, the warm-up, and now it's go time. I do have to say, there's something that happened that's bothering me as pertains to the Bills.
Okay.
It's like on Saturday, you win a home playoff game for the first time in forever, and by the time Monday comes around, it's all about the Cleveland Browns. Like the Bills got 24 hours to enjoy that win, and then by the time the Monday news cycle comes, wow, can you believe it? The Browns, they haven't won a playoff game in forever. So the Bills won the first playoff game in 25 years. It's like they didn't even win the weekend. So I would take that and I would fuel it because I feel like they got jobbed a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to get any major pub or notoriety until if and when they get to AFC title game.
Yeah, if they somehow were able to beat the Ravens this weekend, what happens in the championship round of the playoffs is both teams, their entire season, every rep starts to get dissected. And if you're worth it, you will get it. So, and it's easy to say that now. And when it doesn't happen after this weekend, maybe I'll be wrong.
Well, I think about it, Steve. I think about it like in the TV business. So Monday starts and you have what we call on our show the 7A topic, which means our show starts at 7 a.m. and whatever is slotted for 7A is the biggest thing of the weekend. So what would have to happen for the Bills to be topic 7A this weekend? Because I got to tell you, if the Rams win and they beat the Pack, it's going to be them. If the Browns win, it's certainly going to be them. And it might even be Buccaneers Saints. So to your point, I don't know if the Bills are going to be front row in, oh my God, look what they did this weekend,
right,
until they win a title game. And honestly, it might still be about the NFC. They might have to win the whole damn thing.
Yeah, you might be right.
They would have to win by 20 this weekend and pick off Lamar like three times.
Yeah, I think also,
and have no upsets.
Yeah,
and have no upsets at all.
We've been talking about this.
I have to tell you.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Brownie. I'm so fired up for divisional weekend. I'm all over the place. You're going to have to rein me in.
No, that was Steve. We were talking about how tough the AFC bracket is, and with all the young quarterbacks, and how good it's going to be for a while, and how much better the AFC is than the NFC. And I know it goes back and forth, and it's been, you know, some years the NFC is better, some years. But this conference, with the 7 seed having 11 wins, you get through this bracket, you are a good football team.
You're really good. And isn't it just wild you're talking about these quarterbacks, Steve, that it's almost like it was set up like the boy banders and the senior tour. That's all it is.
Yeah.
You're either old as dirt or you're in diapers. There is no like Matt Ryan types, Matt Stafford, middle-aged guys. It's all like Rodgers is the youngest of the olden tour. And then you got Grandpa Brady, Grandpa Breeze. On the other side, this is Josh and Lamar and Baker and Mahomes. It's really cool like that. Even Goff is considered super young. So we have a total divide in this. And one of the old guys is going to get knocked off this weekend. So it's going to be a lot of these young quarterbacks.
Steve and I were discussing this on the show yesterday, just the AFC landscape of quarterbacks and the young quarterbacks in this conference. I mean, up and down, left and right and sideways. You've got young quarterbacks in positions in a lot of these franchises, and there's only going to be more. You're going to get another one in Jacksonville in Trevor Lawrence. But, I mean, Justin Herbert, right. Al West. You know, even Derek Carr still isn't old yet.
Joe Burrow.
And then, I mean, Joe Burrow. You know,
Tua.
You run down the list. Tua, Josh, Baker, Patrick Mahomes.
Sam Darnold.
The number of young quarterbacks in the AFC.
Deshaun.
We didn't say Deshaun. I mean, it's just.
Lamar.
No.
It's insane.
No.
It's insane. And I mean, it's just going to. That's why I think it's going to be a very topsy-turvy landscape. Even with as good as the Chiefs have been, I could see the competition level rising up to meet the Chiefs here very soon in the conference.
I agree. And, Brownie, I have to talk about the one that's going to be coming to your part, your neck of the woods this weekend, Lamar. I've shot you guys straight all year. I hype the Bills when I think they deserve it. I make big predictions. So I have to do it again. I don't love the matchup. I really don't. I was hoping that the Bills could draw Pittsburgh or draw Cleveland. Baltimore was very low on the list I would want. Not just the Bills to play, just anybody. I watched them in that second half. It's scary, man. I mean, it really is. And it's Lamar, obviously, is intoxicating. And it's just the whoosh of talent. And it's just so fast. And it's the Titans secondary have some really fast guys. Adoree Jackson might be a top 15 guy in the league in terms of foot speed. Nobody could catch him. And then it's just the defense. You know, I know you guys, we'll talk about the matchup today and all week. Like, their corners are so good. I mean, they really are. It's like Stephon Diggs has been on this ticker tape parade all year long, including last week, and he deserves it. He's been excellent. But Marlon Humphrey, Marcus Peters, these guys have been in big games and big spots, and in the second half they took over. I do not love this matchup. As a Bills enthusiast, I would have much rather see them get a couple of their teams.
Steve, hit him with your theory about how Baltimore plays and challenges officials to blow the whistle.
I've watched Baltimore a ton. I was at CBS for all those years. I was on the sidelines close up to these big moments that Baltimore Ravens have, not only in the regular season but also in some championship games. And their philosophy, all the way back when I said this to Brownie, all the way back when Ray Lewis was a rookie, all the way through his career, I was standing there for a lot of their big moments, close. And their philosophy is this. When those big moments come, for instance, in the Super Bowl, in the blackout Super Bowl in New Orleans, when they're playing the Niners, in that final moment when Kaepernick has a chance to tie it up with a two-point conversion or a touchdown, they're not going to let you score. And if the official wants to throw a flag on us, certainly he can do that. We'll take another rep. But sooner or later, they will get tired of throwing the flag because we are not letting you score, even if we have to cheat to do it. And in a lot of instances, the officials are just like, that's close enough. I'm not going to throw it.
That is
a great philosophy for a team to have in those moments. And because all it does, it just gives them one more chance and gives the officials one more obligation to throw a flag and do it again. And then it starts to
be crazy.
So they just play it that way, and I think it's a great strategy.
It is. Listen, more to the point, go last weekend. Go last weekend to Tennessee versus Baltimore. Marlon Humphrey got beat in the end zone, quote-unquote beat, by A.J. Brown, who it looked like he pushed off. And I think in week four of the season, week 10 of the season, they would call it. The referees, especially now, do not want to keep making those calls. It's really tough. So Marlon Humphrey got pushed off. Even A.J. Brown, after he caught it, looked to the referee before he started celebrating because he thought he pushed off.
Yeah.
So I think if there was any week that Humphrey was bound to be like, no, that's not happening to me again, it's probably this week, and it's most likely against Diggs.
I don't know if there's any one area that you like here for the Bills, but it seems that most fans are concerned about Baltimore's offense than they are about Baltimore's defense as far as the matchups go. It's almost like, hey, we've got more faith that our passing game will be able to do what it does. But as you mentioned, Kyle, I mean, these are physical corners that will push the limits of what draws a flag and, you know, try to get away with it. And they're going to, I expect them to try to rough up the Bills a whole lot and use their blitz packages because they're the number one blitzing team in the league.
They are. And listen, this team, this Baltimore team, not the 2020 team, but this regime, they've been to Buffalo before. They've been to Buffalo late in the season before. They've won in Buffalo before. Listen, we had to do it this morning. I didn't want to do it, but my job demanded it. We showed the Lamar versus Matt Milano play from last year. I mean, they've seen the speed. They've seen the quickness. They've been there. It's another reason why I don't love the matchup. I'm not saying I think Baltimore's going to walk in there and own the place, but it's just we can talk stats, X's and O's. I love that stuff. But there's this stat called juice, and theirs is off the charts right now. Everyone clutched their pearls and shielded their children's eyes after they danced on the logo and Lamar ran off the field. To each team its own personality. They are feeling themselves right now. They feel kind of angry. They feel disrespected. And I know the Bills do too, and the Bills have the horses, but I just think Baltimore comes in with a head of steam, and they're going to – I know there's going to be a lot of energy in the stadium with the 6,700 fans. I think Baltimore's going to bring their own. To me, guys, this is the four games this weekend. I think this is the most competitive game.
Yeah, I would agree with that, and I think it is going to be. I think it's going to be a really good game. I think it's going to go down to, you know, be in the fourth quarter, and it's going to be one of those games where somebody's got to do something special. What about, you know, as we talk about it, what did you think of the Bills' victory over the Colts? The Colts played great. They had a great game plan. They executed it almost to perfection. And there's like, we've been there. The Bills were there last year in Houston. There's like, you pick six plays. Any of them go the other way, you win the game. And that's kind of the way the Colts have to feel today.
I think so, too. Can I give you my game ball, who I give it to on the Buffalo Bills from last week?
Yeah.
It's not the usual suspects. I wouldn't give it. Diggs was great. I wouldn't give it to him. Gabe Davis was great. I wouldn't give it to him. The game ball, if I was there handing it out to one of the players, I would give it to right tackle Darrell Williams.
Jumped on the fumble.
For recovering the damn fumble that made everybody's esophagus jump up into their throat. I got to tell you, Allen does the sugar high thing. He made a cameo where he's trying to break 26 tackles on one play. The ball comes out. Now, this isn't just a recovery. This is about to be a scoop and score for Indianapolis before big Darrell Williams, Boomer Sooner, jumps on the thing. I was reminded, guys, same team, Indianapolis. Jerome Bettis is playing one of the last games of his career, going into the end zone. The ball flies out.
Yep.
Indianapolis scoops and scores almost, and Roethlisberger somehow makes the tackle. Darrell Williams might have saved the city with this recovery, because if the Colts get that thing in the middle of the field and they got that short field to work with, it might be it. And that fumble might send you to the offseason. So the hell with might be's. It didn't happen. I just want to hype the big man, Darrell Williams, on a team with Stephon Diggs and Josh Allen. You, my friend, get the game ball and maybe the key to the city if you finish this thing.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. That was,
oh my gosh.
That was watching a catastrophe about to happen for all the Bills fans when that ball popped out of there.
I know.
And
Steve,
even
it's ironic too, because then later that weekend, Ben Roethlisberger didn't jump on a fumble that happened on the first play. It was all the football gods coming together. And I told you I was all over the map today. I'm going back to Indianapolis, Buffalo. One of the things the three of us have talked about was about midseason after the Arizona game was I was terrified at the Bills' Hail Mary defense. I said, just run the Hail Mary every time against the Bills. They can't stop it. And sure enough, Phil Rivers comes out on maybe the last play of his career and chucks it. I was terrified again. I said, they're going to get it. Thank God they did not put Jacoby Brissett in, as the announcers were openly saying during the game, because Phil landed the thing on about the 5-yard line. I think it was Poyer who knocked it down, or maybe it was Hyde.
Yeah, Hyde.
I was terrified again. So, my gosh, it was a great win. But my reaction to the game was it was a white knuckler in the second half. The Colts really had a good game plan, Steve. You're right.
And then moving on to some of these other matchups from the past weekend, you got to tell me what's in the water in Pittsburgh in the receivers room, because whether you want to go, I mean, run down the list of receivers that have gone awry there. There's plenty to choose from. But now Chase Claypool has decided to follow in Juju's wake. I mean, I just don't get it. Like, you lost the damn game. Why are you fanning flames here? It blows my mind. You want to make heads or tails of that one?
No, neither. I would just say that aside from going on social media or TikTok and talking after the game, it was just a really bad take, because what you're saying is Chase Claypool said, well, Cleveland's going to get destroyed this weekend. Well, Cleveland destroyed you, Chase. So what does that say about you if the team that destroyed you gets destroyed? Are you the worst team in the league? It doesn't even make sense adding up. And as to point to the bigger issue with Pittsburgh, here's the thing. Juju won't shut up, won't apologize. Chase Claypool puts his foot in it. And guess who's playing this weekend? Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell will both be in the field for playoff games this weekend. New atmosphere, new teams, Both of them have a really good look at getting to the Super Bowl. And that was supposed to be the exodus that cleaned up Pittsburgh. Get the troublemakers out of here, allegedly, and now we'll be fine. No. Now, listen, I don't think that just because they're the Pittsburgh Steelers that everybody needs to act like Mean Joe Green and Jack Lambert. I don't care. You can have new generations. Do whatever you want. But, God, they look dumb. And Mike Tomlin, at what point does he throw a chair and say, enough of this BS, I'm tired of it? Because it's a really bad look right now, and they just got absolutely hammered on their home field.
And we were talking about the young quarterbacks. They've got Ben Roethlisberger, who he threw for 501 in the game. And
He looks like he's 70 years old.
How do you look like you're finished and throw for 501 yards?
I know.
I think he threw amazing.
I think he threw like 68 passes, Steve. I mean, it was absolutely insane because they just started chucking it. And look, I was swinging out of my shoes Monday morning after the game as I was wearing a Sione Takitaki jersey, my favorite Browns player. I sat here and listened. I don't work sources. I watch the games and I have my intuition, and it served me well. I think this was Roethlisberger's last football game.
Yeah, I agree.
At him at the end of that game. He looked completely miserable. And I have to tell you, I thought Roethlisberger looked miserable when they were 11-0. I don't even know if he's enjoying being out there. Emotional, proud guy, don't get me wrong. Total respect for his career. But I watched him play, and I see him as a man with a young family and a beat-up body. I have a feeling that is his last game. I really do. I think that's the end of it.
Yeah, and I get it, too. There's always we always have to talk about the financial hit when you talk about that. He's $41 million against the cap if he stays. He's only 21. Yeah. He's 42 if he stays, 41, 21 if he leaves. That has
only 21.
Okay. That has $21 million profit.
I love how we're sneezing at $21
million. Well, I mean, that's a different. It's half of that.
I get it.
And that's
it's still a fat number.
It is. Now, the problem is this. If I'm a coach or a GM or an owner, for sure, I never move on unless I have a proper replacement. They have nothing there. Mason Rudolph is not the answer. They have nobody on that roster that can do it. What do they do?
Well, we might have the exact same question for the Indianapolis Colts. That might have been Phil's last game. I mean, those guys might go out together. Listen, I think this offseason with quarterbacks is going to be bonkers. I really do, because you not only have the sexy quarterback draft, of which maybe one every 3 or 4 years is one of them. We got it this year. You just got guys who – I don't predict the future, but I know that when you have new coaches – as you do in places like Detroit, in places like Atlanta, those guys might say, listen, we're going to start fresh. I don't know if I want to go back in with Matt Stafford or Matt Ryan or Mitch Trubisky or Sam Darnold. I mean, it's a really long list. I don't even know. There's more names to it. So if you look at someone, if you believe things like, oh, Indianapolis is going to make the power move for Carson Wentz. Well, 24 hours ago, that made sense. And then Doug Peterson got fired. So my point is, if you're Pittsburgh and Ben hangs him up, I agree with you, Steve. I think that Tomlin has made it pretty clear what he thinks about Mason Rudolph, and it's not a ton. I think that they could be players, and whether it's one of these veterans or they go and trade up in the draft, there's about 12 teams who might have a say in this thing. The Super Bowl is going to happen in Tampa, and then the quarterback Super Bowl is going to happen in the spring.
Right. Last one from me, Kyle. I think Josh, to a great degree, carried this team to victory last week when a lot of other elements of the team were not at their best. We know that Coach McDermott is good at course correction with his players the following week after what might be perceived as a down performance or a performance that's not up to standards. But I still think Josh is going to have to come up with some special plays, kind of like he did last week. So how much of that is realistic to be an equalizer this weekend against a Ravens team that, as you've even admitted, is going to be a tough row to hoe for the Bills?
It's a great question, Brownie, and obviously he's going to have to be great because, I mean, Lamar has that unbelievably frustrating thing where he could play 3.5 average or bad quarters and still take your breath away and end your season with half a quarter. I think the key to this game, obviously Josh has to be great. He's a starting quarterback. I think this game will be won and lost on offense for the Buffalo Bills by the likes of Gabriel Davis, Dawson Knox, John Brown, maybe Cole Beasley. I think Diggs is going to have his hands full. As good as he's been, this is the game you win with your complimentary players on offense. I need huge catches from those guys. And I know you got it from Davis last week. I just don't know if this is the game you can count on 110 yards and a touchdown from Diggs. Their corners are too good. I just think I'm looking for those guys to step up. Over in Green Bay, they say the same thing about the guys around Devontae Adams. when are we going to get the Marquez Valdez-Scantling game or the Robert Tonyan game? I think that is this game for Buffalo.
Yeah, that sounds amazingly well thought out and logical.
We'll see. Or it may be just Stephon Diggs goes for 190 yards and they win by 20. God willing.
Yeah, what do we know? All right. I'm done.
You're good.
You're done.
I'm good. He's good. He's heard enough.
Hey, Steve. Are you emotional this week? Are you nervous?
He was nervous last week.
Feeling emotionally.
He couldn't even sleep last week.
You should go back and listen to the radio call for the game at the moment when what's that receiver's name for them? That he got up and fumbled.
Pascal.
When Pascal caught it, went down, got back
up.
Go back and listen to the radio call of me and Murph on that.
Okay.
I was climbing the wall.
He was like Ruth Bader Ginsburg on Al Riveron.
I was beside myself. And
oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I probably deserve to be sent to the principal's office for it, but still.
I got to hear it. I'm going to go back and find it.
Yeah,
Jay went. Trying to calm you down or what?
Jay will send it to you. But it was. It was like nothing I've ever done before on the air.
Yeah, he went Homer with a capital Homer. So, yeah,
I did.
Okay. Well, you didn't want to go down like that. If you lose, you lose. But you didn't want to go down
exactly.
With that type
That's
of stuff.
Correct. Yeah. And we've done it before.
It's happened before.
So there you go.
I know.
That's
why the
scab is a one you don't want to pick, especially with Steve. But thank you as always for the time, Kyle. Another great segment with Good Morning Football's Kyle Brandt. Kyle, it's been really fun talking Bills with you every week. You're basically an honorary member of Bills Mafia at this point. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Brownie. You're the best. 27-26 Bills on a game-winning kick by Tyler Bass.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.